Lesson 18, A King for Israel. Make us a king to judge us. Aim, to show that God gave the people the kind of king they wanted. The people ask for a king. When Samuel was old, he made his sons judges over Israel. But his sons did not serve God faithfully as Samuel had. The people of Israel were no longer happy and content. They looked about them and decided that they wanted to be like all the other nations about them. They wanted a king. They forgot that they already had a king. That is God, who was all-powerful and had led them out of Egypt long ago. He had performed many miracles to help them, but they wanted a king they could see. The older men got together and went to see Samuel. Because Samuel was old and his sons didn't follow his ways, they said to Samuel, "Make us a king to judge us like all the nations." Samuel prays and God answers. Samuel was not pleased at all when he heard this. It worried him a lot. He did what we sometimes forget to do. He took this problem to God in prayer, and God answered him. God told Samuel to listen to what the people had to say. "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee," God told the old man, "but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." He told Samuel to do as the people had asked. But first he must tell them what it would be like having a king to reign over them. A king would want the best of everything for himself. He would take their sons to be horsemen and soldiers in his army. He would take their daughters to be cooks or bakers. Part of everything they owned would have to be given to the king. They would soon grow tired of this and would complain about the king. When this happened, it would be no use complaining to God then, because he would not listen. But the people took no notice of Samuel's warnings. They kept on saying that they wanted a king like everyone else, who would go out in front of them to battle. At last, God told Samuel to agree. Saul looks for the asses and meets Samuel. Meanwhile, a man called Kish of the tribe of Benjamin had lost his asses. He sent his son Saul to look for them. Now Saul was a handsome young man and so tall that he stood head and shoulders over the rest of the people. He was just the sort of person whom the people would like for their king. Saul and his servant searched and searched without finding the asses. Saul decided that they must go home in case his father started to worry about them instead of the asses. The servant told Saul that there was a man of God in the city. Perhaps he would be able to help them. So they both went into the city looking for the prophet. Now that day was a feast day. Samuel was going up to bless the sacrifice and met Saul on the way. God had told Samuel the day before, "Tomorrow, about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin." This was the man that Samuel was to anoint to be captain over God's people Israel, who would save them out of the hand of the Philistines. "For," said God, "I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me." So when Samuel saw Saul coming towards him, God said to him, "Behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people." Samuel invites Saul to the feast. Samuel asked Saul to come with him to the feast that day. A special day had been kept for him there. He told Saul not to worry about his asses, which had been lost because they had been found. Samuel wanted to speak to him of more important things. Saul was to be the king of Israel. But Saul could not understand why he had been chosen. His tribe of Benjamin was the smallest of the tribes, and his family one of the least important. Samuel took no notice of this, but took him to the feast. He was given the best seat among the most important people there. A special portion of meat was set aside for him. So Saul ate the sacrifice, showing he would accept the work of leading Israel. That night he slept at Samuel's house. Saul is anointed king. The next morning, Saul got up early to go home. Samuel walked a little way with him and told Saul to send his servant ahead of them. Then Samuel took oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, telling him God had anointed him captain over Israel. Samuel gathered all the people of Israel together and brought Saul before them to see the man whom God had chosen. Samuel said, "There is none like him among all the people." When they saw him, they all shouted, "Long live the king!" Lesson for us. Israel did not have enough faith to see into the future. They thought that when Samuel died, they would be without a wise leader. They forgot that it was God who really guided and looked after them through Samuel. They tried to tell God what to do. We must learn to be patient and wait for God's will to be done, not wanting the things that other people have, but trusting in Him and obeying His commandments. Remember these points. 1. The people of Israel asked Samuel to make them a king. 2. God told Samuel that he would give them a king. 3. Saul came to Samuel when he was looking for his father's asses. 4. Samuel anointed Saul to be king. 5. Saul pleased the people because he looked like a king and was what the people wanted.